next item is Ingram Village GRRPC amended condition.
Want to defer this one?
This about a shed?
Defer it if you want. This is a request to amend condition of approval number 10, which required a 50-foot wide bermed and vegetated buffer along the railroad. Ingram Village is a GRRPC.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The condition originated at the commission. Since it originated at the commission's level, you have the authority to amend it. They're requesting a 41-foot bermed buffer along the railroad track. It was due to a error in the surveying. Provided each of you a letter explaining Mr. Willie's request. We received a letter from the town of Bellendale. They're not opposed to it. We also received a letter from DenRec, Division of Soil Water Conservation. There's also a buffer along the schoolhouse tax ditch. They've met with the tax ditch managers, and they're requesting that the buffer along the ditch be replaced with a grass buffer for maintenance reasons. And that was signed by Brooks K. Hall.
Yeah, I don't have too much trouble.
You're still going to have a 101-foot buffer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and
how far?
Yeah,
60.
It's not a problem.
60 is required.
Especially with a berm difference between 50 and 41. If it's mounded up, it's not really going to be much difference anyway.
They applied now. They need 20. They've got asking for 41 plus a 60-foot railroad right away.
There's plenty there.
When this was filed, the commission had the prerogative to put a 20-foot. You could have put a 20-foot buffer on as small as a 20-foot buffer on them.
Right.
Under that new buffer ordinance that are still exceeding what could be required.
But that was something they proffered at the time of the hearing, I think. I mean, I wouldn't arbitrarily
pick
that number.
I think it was based on the drawing, and then you found the surveying errors.
Should I approach?
Come on up here, Mr. Willie, and share your knowledge with us.
I believe this is
you need to introduce yourself for the record.
Jim Willie, 206 West Main Street, principal with George Mosinger. We were discussing the railroad buffer during the public hearing process, and it was always drawn at approximately 41 feet between the back of the lots and the railroad right-of-way, but we were discussing the entire distance between the right-of-way and the homes as being 50 feet because there's a 10-yard rear setback. And basically what happened, I believe when the discussion about the 50 feet, the condition ended up saying a 50-foot buffer, and the vigilance of your assistant planning and zoning director said you need to review your conditions carefully and notice that it was only 41 feet on our proposed final site plan.
He is nothing if not diligent.
He is something. But I believe that the 50-foot was basically the discussion between the railroad right-of-way and the nearest building, and that we actually, our original preliminary site plan has supported the rezoning and the preliminary site plan that we filed after the rezoning was approved both showed the same 41-foot buffer. So we haven't really changed anything. I think we just didn't explain ourselves well at the public hearing with regard to which part was buffer and which part was distance between the right-of-way and the building.
From the railroad track to the property line, there'll be 101 feet.
Not quite. The railroad track is a minimum of, it's a 66-foot right-of-way, minimum. The closest the railroad track is actually to the right-of-way is 22 feet. Most of it is beyond 30 feet. That's what the surveyor tells me. And,
okay.
But so you have 22 feet, 40-foot buffer, 62 feet, 10-foot building restriction, 72 feet minimum between the railroad track and any building.
In the building.
Right. And we also submitted, I believe Shane passed out the example of the proposed berm and landscaping.
That's not changing, the berm and landscaping.
The berm and the landscaping has not changed. That's been the same since the beginning.
not saying what it'll feel like when the train goes by, but it's just, but the reality is it's 72 feet.
Flexible building.
Well, having way more than what we could actually require.
Having grown up in East Del Mar on 609 East Pine Street, I can verify that you could occasionally feel the railroad even on the other side of Bi-State Boulevard, so.
Can't argue with that point.
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation is for acceptance of the two amended conditions of Ingram Village GR RPC as stated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the amended condition for Ingram Village GR RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next